and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The first step to dismantling the Department of Education is about to come with the stroke of a presidential Sharpie.
President Trump has long vowed to abolish the Department of Education. And while there are questions about his authority to do so, it appears he is beginning that process. A White House spokesman says the president's executive order will, quote, expand educational opportunities and empower parents, states, and communities to take control. Congress created the Department of Education, and only Congress can dismantle it, setting up the possibility of another showdown over separation of powers and co-equal branches of government. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, The White House.
President Trump and his administration are already locked in fierce battles with federal judges who are putting delays on some of his executive actions as legal challenges play out. Trump says he will obey court orders, but CBS News chief legal correspondent Jan Crawford asks if there might be an expiration date on that.
The concern is, what if Trump's patience with the process runs out and he openly defies a court order? That could then escalate up to the Supreme Court, and no president in history has ever defied a direct order of the Supreme Court. That would be a constitutional crisis.
With states in the north-central part of the nation battling blizzard-like conditions, Florida is facing a fire threat. More from CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
We're going to be actually looking at a critical fire threat in central Florida. It's been several years since we've actually had that level of a threat in that portion of the state, but unfortunately a critical fire concern for a place like Orlando, all the way to the east coast and down I-95, potentially as far south as Fort Lauderdale. So we are watching those concerns because it is dry and it is windy in the state of Florida for your day today.
At Chicago's O'Hare International Airport, United flight attendants in one of 19 such demonstrations at airports around the world. This as contract talks between United Airlines and its flight attendant union appear to be nearing an end after 4 years, wages and working conditions at issue. There has been a vote to ban traditional bullfights in the world's bullfighting capital. CBS's Adrian Bard is in Mexico City.
People here either love or hate bullfighting, imported to Mexico from Spain centuries ago. Animal rights groups applauded the bill, while the pro-bullfighting groups staged protests outside Mexico City's legislature. Plaza authorities said the law distorted the essence of the sport, which is, after all, to kill the bull.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
James here, host of Unlabeled, your 90s mixtape, every Sunday from 8 to 9 on WFHR. It's your weekly dose of music, nostalgia, and pop culture exclusively on locally grown radio.
The Badgers and the Big Dance. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers against Montana today. The game being played at the Ball Arena, home of the Denver Nuggets. John Tonjay transferred to Wisconsin, where he's become the Badgers' leading scorer, and was asked, what's it like being back in Denver, where he went to Colorado State for 4 years?
Yeah, it was pretty cool to know that I'm coming back to a familiar place. You know, it brings back a lot of memories just driving around and kind of just seeing the downtown area of Denver. So it's definitely a blessing to be back in Colorado for a little bit.
Marquette is in Cleveland today, where they open the tournament tomorrow night against New Mexico. NBA, the Bucks road trip continues tonight in LA, where they take on the Lakers. Game time 9:30. Doc Rivers reportedly met with Giannis and Damian Lillard to address the team's slump. The Bucks coming off a loss at Golden State.
At the start of the game, you know, we were too slow at it to where they and keep the matchups in the action that they wanted. We just got to be just quicker about those things and be better.
That's Damian Lillard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's one of Pete's picks. A couple weeks ago, I talked about the film The Gorge on Apple TV, and I referred to it as not a great movie, but a great streaming movie that you can watch at home. The same applies for the film Elevation. It's yet another post-apocalyptic film where giant insect-type creatures emerge from the middle of the earth and wipe out 95% of the population, leaving only those who live in the mountains above 8,000 feet due to the fact that the creatures cannot survive at that altitude. The film is well cast, well acted, and has some pretty harrowing moments as star Anthony Mackie has to descend below 8,000 feet in search of inhalers for his son who has asthma. Not a bad watch, and I do recommend. For those of you eagerly awaiting season 4 of Ted Lasso, if your favorite character was Lasso's son Henry, you'll be disappointed to know that the show will recast the role played by Gus Turner, who played the role for 3 seasons. On the bright side, if you're an actor and can pull off playing a 12-year-old, this could be your big breakthrough. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Our snow chances winding down in the overnight with an additional 1 to 2 inches of accumulation before it's all said and done. Lower 20s and north winds gusting over 30. Sunshine still breezy Thursday with highs reaching the upper 30s. It's 30 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
Hey, everybody. I'm taking a little time off, but not to worry. We've got a special Women's History Month episode for you. I talk with some of my fabulous female colleagues here at Civic Media. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, Calvin Butenoff, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us. Call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Today is Wednesday, March 19th. As of today, the average price of a gallon of milk in Wisconsin, $3.17, down 3 cents from yesterday, down 33 cents from January 20th of this year. And as of today, the average price of eggs in Wisconsin, $5.61, down 37 cents since yesterday, still up about a buck and a half since January 20th. But they're coming down.
Yep.
Fewer outbreaks of bird flu,
yeah,
is what I have seen, at least in March. So that's all good news. We have a big, big show coming up for you today. Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio is going to join us at 10:30. Of course, that big April 1st election, yes, less than 2 weeks away now. It was 2 weeks as of yesterday. Susan Crawford, Brad Schimmel vying for the open spot on the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. We will be talking about that with Pat Kreitlow. I heard him and I heard you both this morning when I was driving in talking about why co-president Elon Musk is pouring so much money into this race. Mm-hmm. Not that he has any personal interest in this or anything.
Nah,
it wouldn't be that.
He's just a guy who loves America.
Right. So we will have Pat Kreitlow join us after 10:33 next hour. We'll do a little update on the Doge wall of efficiency. Stick around for that at 11:30, which is where we'd like to lighten things up a little bit, what we call our audio sorbet, so we can all take a breath.
Whoa.
Nicely done, Calvin. Corey Atkins will be joining us from the Great Lakes Shipwreck Historical Society. They found a ship in Lake Superior that's been there for 132 years. This is for historians, this is a big deal.
Okay.
And so Corey's going to join us to talk about that. As we always do, we will wrap up the show with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it is the Down the Crapper Edition update.
There we go.
It's an update on an earlier tisbet.
I love our updates.
I know. So stick around for that. As always, if you ever have a thing you think should not be outside of politics, send it in to Jane Says at civicmedia.us, JaneSays, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Wanted to start off with this, though, and I would love to hear your reaction to this. If my husband is listening, I know his reaction already because we talk about this at home.
Yeah.
The headline from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today, Laura Schulte with the byline, Governor Tony Evers' budget proposes $120 jump in vehicle title fees to pay for roads and bridges. In the governor's proposed biennial budget, Tony Evers recommending hiking the fee $120 So currently it is $164.50.
Period.
That we all pay every year if you have a car.
Just a car.
Just a car. Because it's more for SUVs, right?
It's more for EVs, more for hybrids.
Yeah, it would go from $164.50 to $284.50.
Yep.
Estimations say that price jump would raise nearly $122 million next year and more than $160 million in 2027. They'd use that money to support the repair and development of Wisconsin roadways. Vehicle title fees are paid once when someone purchases a new vehicle, normally lumped in with the purchase of the car. Oh, I'm wrong. It does not have to be paid again. So it is a one-time fee if you purchase a car.
Oh.
Vehicle title fees are paid once.
I see.
When someone buys a new vehicle and that normally gets lumped in with the purchase of the car, doesn't have to be paid again.
Now what do you want to talk about?
Along with title registration fees, the governor also suggested raising the driver's license renewal fee. This is what we do pay annually. From $8.50, which is what it is now. Oh, they want to raise it by $8.50 from $24 to $32.50.
Anytime I hear about a fee being raised, that to me is just code for we can't get it done in the legislature. We can't work on a tax plan that will properly tax everybody and raise the funds we need to raise. And also, Jane, it would be also awesome if maybe Wisconsin had a like a pile of money just sitting on the side, just like
sitting
like
there?
Like they're all in the office and then in a room you just open, it's like a pile of money.
Like $4
billion? Like $4 billion would be a great start. If we only had $4 billion just laying around that we could work on infrastructure plans, maybe give, I don't know, just give that to local schools for programs that need to be funded anyways that aren't being funded through the Joint Finance Committee. I'm just saying, wouldn't it be great if we had $4 billion extra?
One can dream.
One can dream like a dreamy boy.
Department of Transportation says with the increased fees, Wisconsin would still be a bargain for owning a vehicle compared with neighboring states. The agency says it would cost about $361 in fees and taxes for a Ford F-150 truck, while it costs $966 in Minnesota, $941 in Illinois, and $663 in Michigan. For a Hyundai CRV or a similar model, Wisconsin's fees and taxes would be $199 compared with $615 in Minnesota, $493 in Illinois, and $328 in Michigan. That's a pretty big discrepancy, but I don't know that that's the biggest selling point on this.
Is this now also, this is the one-time fee or the yearly registration for a vehicle?
Well, the yearly registration would go up from $24 to $32.50. The one-time fee, when you buy a vehicle, would go from $164 to $284.
I mean,
and again, saying, yeah, but all the states around us, it would cost you so much more. I don't know that that's everybody's going to go, yay, us.
Nobody cares. I mean, I bought my car in Illinois.
So you already paid that fee.
I paid a fee, a large fee, by the way.
Department of Transportation says this money, if this would get passed, it's not going to pass. The money generated would support roads and bridges in addition to air, rail, public transit, harbors, and bike and pedestrian facilities. And again, they're saying that this is a bargain compared to other states. I don't dispute that, but again, I don't know that that is the winning message here.
No.
And correct me if I'm wrong, what about all the vehicles we see on the roadways who do not have plates?
Well, if they get busted, if they get pulled over, they're going to get...
I don't think they ever get pulled over. And what happens to them when they get pulled over?
Well, if they get pulled over, they get a separate ticket for a non-registered vehicle.
And what is the enforcement mechanism to make sure that that gets paid?
Well, there's no enforcement other than if you don't pay for it, they'll probably issue a bench warrant.
Again, I just don't see how this would fly.
Well, I don't see it as being a grand fix. And also, when it comes to the votes and whatnot, like things like air, rail, Madison doesn't care about that. They don't care about any of that stuff. If anything, they're just gonna take it and they're gonna slap Tony Evers with it and say, he raised your fees, he raised the prices, he made it more expensive to live in Wisconsin.
Roger texting in on the live stream. I live in Portage County. My current renewal for my vehicle is $115. $30 of that goes to the county for just its highways. No local municipalities get a dime. Thanks for sharing that, Roger. Again, I don't see how this is a winning thing for Governor Evers. I don't.
I don't either. And also, you know, if it's a one-time fee for when you buy a car, how often are you buying a car? Most likely
every 10 years, every 12.
I would average out about 5 to 6 nowadays. People are trading in and what? Yeah, people trading in.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I feel like I had my car for 12 years, but I think most people nowadays they're trading their cars in every 5 because you want to get a better trade in value and you don't also want to trade in a hunk of junk.
I must be an outlier. I am going to drive my car until the doors fall off.
And that's fine. And that's absolutely fine. That I know a lot of people who feel that way, but I also like with the car that I own right now, I have a ticking clock. I'm going to have it for about like another 2.5 years. And then I want to trade it in so that way something can get something better with a lower price, a better trade-in value, all that kind of stuff. So even on that, even if people are getting a new car every 4, 5, 6 years, that's not a – I don't see that fee raising as much as they project. And it's still a raising in the fees.
Yeah.
Which when they can't raise your taxes, they raise your fees.
How often do you buy a new car? I would love to hear this because now I really think that I'm odd. My car is from 2012. I love this car.
Yeah.
And again, I will drive this thing until I can't anymore. 855-752-4842. We're talking about a proposal in Governor Evers' proposed biannual budget that will hike fees quite a bit from $164.50 to $284.50 for buying a new vehicle. Oof. And then the title registration fee that we all pay every year would go from $24 to $32.50. 855-752-4842. Again, I just don't see this getting embraced by a lot of folks.
No.
Even though, yes, we could use the money for roadways.
We have the money. We could spend it.
It's Robin's money.
Yeah, I know.
We can't just spend Robin's money willy-nilly like that.
Ask the Popcorn King for permission.
Exactly. It will be interesting to see what happens with this.
Yeah.
But again, I don't.
I feel like it's going to quietly go away.
You think so?
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be a controversial issue, but also it's just irritating that when they can't put together a feasible tax plan for all Wisconsinites where everyone pays fairly, we have to raise fees. And that, like, whether it's on garbage pickup, whether it's fees on your registration. Like, I remember the first time I got, because I used to drive a hybrid. When I got that first registration with the hybrid or the EV mandate on it, that was another, like, $75.
Pricey. When we return, we're going to have an update on Gold Bar Bob Menendez. Whoa. We haven't talked about him in a while. He's asking for help from someone in particular. We'll have all the details on the other side. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A record number of visitors toured America's national parks and monuments last year, including sites here in Wisconsin. More than 331 million people flocked to national parks in 2024. Here in Wisconsin, Apostle Islands and the St. Croix Scenic National Riverway both saw boosts in visitors. It's unclear, though, what the summer travel season will hold this year after the Trump administration fired 1,000 National Parks employees across the country on Valentine's Day. Time to say happy birthday to our state parks. This year, Wisconsin's state park system turns 125. Our oldest park is Interstate Park, located along the St. Croix National Scenic Riverway, established back in 1900. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding, just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. The Todd Alba Show.
L.A. Tom, L.A., what do you got for us?
We do have a woman problem in this country. There is an issue there that needs to be solved if we are ever to have a female president.
Look at Mexico has a president. You know, Margaret Thatcher. It's just all over the world.
Remember Margaret Thatcher. They had queens.
We have Lindsey Graham. Come on.
Wow, that's true.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Box, Sweet Calby on the board. Coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Men's basketball action, Wisconsin at Montana. Going to happen this Thursday. That's tomorrow. The broadcast starts at 11:30. You cannot stream this if you want to listen to the games.
Correct.
You do have to listen on air, and you can catch it on WLAK in Amory, on WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, and WRCE in Richland Center, Wisconsin at Montana tomorrow. The broadcast starts at 11:30. However, you cannot stream it on the app. These are NCAA rules. Mm-hmm. Can't do anything about that. But you can listen live on air on WALK, on WFHR, and WRCE in Richland Center. Right before we went to the break, we were talking about a proposal from Governor Evers in his biannual budget proposal to hike the fee, the vehicle title fee that you pay when you buy a car, from $164.50 to $284.50. And he would also increase the title registration fee that we pay every year from $24 to $32.50. We were talking a little bit about the age of cars and how often people buy cars. We have a couple of folks who have been waiting on the line. Cindy from Appleton. Good morning, Cindy. Thanks for joining us. What do you want to say about this?
Well, I'm surprised Governor Evers is proposing this, because to me, this is just another way to stick it to the poor people. I would be more in favor of a gas tax hike, because then the people who have the money that drive these great big honking SUVs and great big honking trucks that run several hundred dollars worth of gas through them a month, and the people with the big boats and all these other things, they would be paying more of their fair share instead of sticking it to the rest of us.
It is a good point, Cindy. Thank you for that. I just don't see how this is going to fly. I really don't see a lot of people embracing this and going, yay! Even though we might all agree that our roads need some attention and these other things need attention as well, this just isn't going to be very popular. In this article from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, it does say that the governor elected against seeking an increase in the gas tax, which would be more of an everyday fee.
Yeah.
We also have Mark on the line. Good morning, Mark. Thanks for joining us. What do you think?
Yeah, well, I'm not really sure on the vehicle fees, but that's right. The license fees for the DNR are going to go up, and my guess is that most sportsmen are going to be in support of that, because they're usually the one advocating that the DNR needs more money to do, you know, to do its thing, because I buy a patron's license every year, and it's been like $165 a year for a long time now, and I think it's going to go up to $200, and I'm not kicking about that at all. I mean, that, yeah. The DNR has been, you know, drastically underfunded for decades now, and you know, with the federal government backing off on environmental regulation and beautiful clean coal coming back, according to Donald Trump, you know, we're all sucking in mercury from the coal smoke. What's going to happen then? I mean, it is just it's insane. I mean,
appreciate it, Mark. Thank you for checking in on that. 855-752-4842. If you would like to join us, we were also talking a little bit about how old is your car and how often do you buy get a new car? How are you like me?
We have a
you drive it until the doors fall off.
Jim from Appleton says, I have an 06 Toyota Highlander, just like the 95 Jeep Laredo. I will drive it until it's too expensive to repair. And Jack from Merrimack says the average age of vehicles on the road in the U.S. is 12.6 years.
Oh, so yeah. I'm not an outlier. Mine's a 2012.
You are the rule.
Isn't that nice? Ollie from the Northwoods also on the line. Good morning, Ollie. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning. I do have a 2005, and I, by necessity, will be driving mine until it falls apart.
Yeah.
But I have just a clarification. When you first talked about the changes in the prices, you said something about the driver's license going up.
No, well, not the driver's. I was incorrect, Ollie, when I began, and that's on me. The fee that he's talking about is the vehicle title fee that you pay when you purchase the vehicle. That's the biggest increase that goes hikes $120. The vehicle title fees are what are paid once. Registration fees are what we pay every year.
Yeah.
And that will also go up by $850. So it's not as big of an increase. But I just think it's a tough sell when you go to any constituent and say, yeah, we're raising taxes again.
Well, and I think that Cindy made a great point, is you're sticking it to people who can't afford it.
Exactly. Before we run out of time, because we've been teasing this now for a couple of days and we never seem to get around to it, just quickly.
Yeah.
Gold Bar Bob Menendez, who was a Democrat, who was caught for essentially working on behalf of Egypt, found gold bars in his house, wads of cash, hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash. Apparently everybody does that.
Yeah.
Now he is turning, he's not a Democrat anymore because they called for him to step down and he's out. Now he's an independent.
Oh, of course.
Now his wife is set to begin trial on bribery charges. Gold Bar Bob is reaching out to President Donald Trump to delay the corruption trial of his wife.
Let the trial go through and just ask for a pardon.
Right.
Pledge fealty, pledge loyalty, bow before the king, and she'll be out before lunchtime.
It'll all be good.
Yeah.
Nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
Gold Bar Bob says, President Trump was right. This process is political and corrupted to its core. I hope Donald Trump cleans up the cesspool and restores integrity to the system.
New Jersey, your flavor of your inconsistency is so consistent.
Gold Bar Bob says he appealed to Trump by suggesting both his and Trump's criminal charges are politically motivated. Nothing about the hundreds of thousands of dollars in cash stuffed in pockets all over your house and the gold bar thing. But other than that, yes, completely politically motivated.
My wife and my buddy Donnie here aren't being treated fairly.
Yeah. What a shame. When we return after the news, Pat Kreitler will be here from Up North News Radio. Very important election, April 1st. Be a voter, baby. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air, coming to you across the vast, statewide, countrywide. Go global on the app, baby. Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go away.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. CBS Gabriel Ake tells us President Trump is scheduled to sign an executive order to begin dismantling the Department of Education.
White House Principal Deputy Press Secretary Harrison Fields says the move will empower parents, states, and communities to take control to improve outcomes for all students.
A Department of Defense webpage describing a baseball and civil rights icon's military service is back.
The Defense Department has restored pages on Jackie Robinson and his time in the military. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth ordered the Pentagon last month to take down content that featured DEI.
CBS's Eleanor Watson. Parts of the Midwest and Great Plains are under blizzard conditions, including Iowa.
As we go through the night, the blizzard warnings do come down, but we still actually have a high wind warning in effect in portions of the Hawkeye State until about midnight tonight, and then conditions do improve there, and you'll start to see the winds relax.
CBS's David Parkinson. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Badgers and the Big Dance.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers against Montana today. The game being played at the Ball Arena, home of the Denver Nuggets. John Tonjay transferred to Wisconsin, where he's become the Badgers' leading scorer, and was asked, what's it like being back in Denver, where he went to Colorado State for 4 years?
It was pretty cool to know that I'm coming back to a familiar place. You know, it brings back a lot of memories just driving around and kind of just seeing the downtown area of Denver. So it's definitely a blessing to be back in Colorado for a little bit.
Marquette is in Cleveland today, where they open the tournament tomorrow night against New Mexico. NBA, the Bucks road trip continues tonight in LA, where they take on the Lakers. Game time 9:30. Doc Rivers reportedly met with Giannis and Damian Lillard to address the team's slump. The Bucks coming off a loss at Golden State.
At the start of the game, you know, we were too slow at it to where they and keep the matchups in the action that they wanted. We just got to be just quicker about those things and be better.
That's Damian Lillard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're headed to the theaters this weekend, here are some moving pictures to consider. Disney's live-action version of Snow White is called Disney's Snow White. The film stars Rachel Zegler as Snow White and Gal Gadot as the evil witch, and it's packed with Snow White pals Bashful, Doc, Sleepy, and the gang. The story might be an age-old Disney favorite, but this new iteration is pulling only a 45% on Rotten Tomatoes. Not good when you mess up a classic. Here are a couple suggestions for films that are reviewing well. Sci-fi horror film Ash is the story of a woman who wakes up on a foreign planet only to find her crew has been murdered. The film has been called riveting and is pulling an 84% on Rotten Tomatoes. Magazine Dreams also has excellent reviews. The drama tells the story of a bodybuilder pursuing his dream of being on the cover of muscle magazines, but struggles with loneliness. Let's have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Our snow chances winding down in the overnight with an additional 1 to 2 inches of accumulation before it's all said and done. Lower 20s and north winds gusting over 30. Sunshine still breezy Thursday with highs reaching the upper 30s. It's 30 at our studios.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max makes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fleet.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
In Wisconsin, mint brownies are the big one.
By the way, why do we associate green with mint? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Because
well,
mint isn't
plant.
Necessarily... I guess
a mint plant is green.
Well, a lot of plants are green. In fact, most plants are green.
In,
so,
you
know, chlorophyll, that whole thing, you know?
There's no way.
Wow. Chlorophyll, is that funny? Wow.
This is good.
Just the way you said it. Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, can the Trump administration impeach judges who don't do what they want? Jim Santel will answer those questions and more, plus sports and weather. Do not miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And good morning. Welcome. Welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. It is almost here. Civic Media's next statewide text to win contest kicking off on Monday, this Monday at 7 a.m. Your first chance to listen for a keyword to enter in for an hourly winner or enter to win the grand prize. You will have four chances to enter the contest. Listen at 7, 11 o'clock with us, 1 p.m. with Todd, 4 p.m. with Dom throughout the 2 weeks that this contest will go on. Daily chances you can win a getaway at Chula Vista, Milwaukee Brewers Club level tickets, $100 cash plus every entry puts you into the grand prize drawing from Verlo Mattress. So download, you do need to download the app.
Yes,
wherever you get your apps, go to your app store, look for Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Download the Civic Media app, and then you will be all ready to go come Monday when our next statewide text to win contest gets underway starting at 7 a.m. and then Monday with us at 11 o'clock. It's a lot of fun. The app is great. You can do, look at Pat Kreitlow. You can do all kinds of things from the app. You can call and text directly into whatever show you're listening to across the network right from the app, and you can get news updates and all kinds of great things. So, and it's free.
Darn it. I told them, charge $1,000.
Nope, it is still absolutely free. Joining us right now at the last minute, and we really appreciate it, Pat Kreitlow is here from Up North News Radio. Good morning, sir. Thank you for adjusting your schedule for us and joining us at the last minute. Appreciate it.
Happy to. I actually just got back at the house. I made some last minute. I looked outside. I'm like, wait, if we're about to get like 5 to 10 inches of snow, I better get my errands done now. So
wise decision.
Yeah, sometimes he actually thinks ahead of time and doesn't look out the window and go, oh.
Has it started snowing there yet?
It has not. It's one of those where the radar says it is, but it's not hitting the ground yet. So
I heard
in the nick of time.
Yeah, I heard Brittany Merlot on your show this morning, and some parts of Wisconsin are going to get just crushed from this storm. They're talking 6 to 9 inches of that terrible heavy wet snow. So please be prepared, and 511wi.gov, that's what will bring up the state map with all of the accidents all over the place. It's really, really useful, and you can download that too as an app because Greg has used it many times. 511wi.gov, download that, and please be safe on the roadways. Pat, one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on this morning, not that we don't want to have you on every day, but as I was driving in this morning and I was listening to your show, and I heard you talking about the Supreme Court race, which is now less than 2 weeks away, April 1st, Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel running for the open spot on the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And I thought you had a really great explanation about why this is such an important race and the long-term ramifications should Brad Schimmel get on the court.
You know, you were just talking about the Civic Media app and texting, and this was actually prompted by a text from Tiffany in River Falls, who was listening on Lake Air in Amory. And she wrote in, Pat, tell me your response to the people that say, but Crawford is backed by Soros, in response to the Elon Musk is backing Schimmel. And so I dropped everything that I was going to be doing, which was probably, again, debating Girl Scout cookies with Greg, and said, why don't we take on this weighty question instead?
Yep.
And all I came back with was what it means for you, dear voter, and your state, and the future of your state. And who should have access to the court, and should that access be, shall we say, on an equal basis? And you probably have already covered that Elon Musk, through Tesla, has filed a lawsuit against the state, wants to overturn a state law.
Yep.
And the state law doesn't matter. Okay, it's whether a car maker has to work through dealerships, as the state law says, or can sell directly, as Elon Musk would like to do. Set aside the merits of the law, and the question is this. Should a really rich guy or woman owning a business be able to shower a Supreme Court candidate with literally something approaching $15 million?
Yeah, we're close.
And have greater potential to have a court that is more sympathetic to their case. And look, if George Soros were putting $15 million in and he wanted to do whatever he does, I don't even know how he made his money. I just hear the name all the time. But wanted to do something in Wisconsin, that too would get some funny looks from people, including on the progressive side.
Yes.
Because the root issue of all this isn't about whether a billionaire is coming to you from the political right or the political left. It's should any billionaire be able to come into a state Supreme Court race like this and have better chances of getting their definition of justice than you and me? And since George Soros doesn't have a case before the court right now and Elon Musk does, voters should look at that.
The other thing too, and we've talked about this, as you said, Pat, many times before, in my estimation, and like you said, George Soros has been the boogeyman from the right for a long time. George Soros and the U-lines, their donations kind of cancel each other out, right?
Yeah, in
We've
many
got
ways. Yeah.
George Soros on the left, the U-lines on the right. They're both big donors and have been big donors for a very long time. Elon is a whole different level unto himself.
Yes.
As far as,
I mean,
just
again,
as far as
world's
the
richest guy.
Yeah, the world's richest man coming in. He's already poured in almost $13 million into this race. Think about that.
And that's after everything that he paid to get Donald Trump elected. And if you're saying, well, Donald Trump would have won the election without Elon Musk, don't kid yourself.
Yep.
You know, people don't spend that kind of money on political races unless they know, and they know, political ads, as much as we hate them, make a difference.
They work.
All those social media ads, all those commercials, all those influencers, whatever, it's all out there. And it's all out there because people from the right have loosened the rules to the point where, because they know they have more billionaires on their side, they can influence elections. So you've got the world's richest man able to influence a presidential election. A president who, instead of saying, hey, thanks, buddy, appreciate it, I got it from here, instead puts him in charge of dismantling parts of the federal government. Okay, that part we're still working on, you know, resisting or reversing or whatever. Do you really want him to get a toehold into Wisconsin state law? And if you do, what's the next one? What's the next thing that comes in? And what happens to that state law that either keeps Lake Wissota clean or, you know, preserves our public education options or things like that? If you want to get back to elections that are more relevant to you, the voter, then you really should send a message that, hey, billionaire, I don't care about your political affiliation. I'm not going to let you influence this particular race.
Pat Kreitlow is our guest from Up North News Radio, and we are talking about the April 1st election. Please make a plan to be a voter. Go to myvote.wy.gov. It counts more than you realize. It really, really does. And this is all going to be dependent upon turnout, especially for this election. So I think talk to some friends. Make it a thing. Go vote. Go brunch. Go get a... I don't care what you do, mm-hmm. but go mm-hmm. vote on April 1st. Early voting is also underway right now. I did want to point out that Brad Schimmel, of course, and he said this is, I believe it's recorded. He has said that he wants to be on the state Supreme Court so he can act as the support network for the Trump administration. I didn't realize that was a state Supreme Court justice duty. And
no.
and he was
not.
He was asked about this recently. Galvin, let's play this clip and hear Brad Schimmel's non-answer about being a support network for the Trump administration.
You have welcomed an endorsement by President Donald Trump. You had an event with his son, Donald Jr., last night. And said you'd be part of his support network. I wonder, you know, why should voters believe that you wouldn't be wearing a Trump jersey if an issue involving him or his supporters were to come before the court?
I enforce the law. As a judge, I interpret the law the way it's written. It is hard to go out all throughout the state of Wisconsin and get your message there on your own.
Okay.
You have to have a support network yourself to help deliver that message.
What does that mean?
He's not answering the question on how he said he will be a support network for the Trump administration. Now he's trying to turn this into, no, I'm talking about the support that the Trump administration is giving me in order to get my message out.
And we don't need that on our state Supreme Court because we've already seen just how unbelievably corrupt the United States Supreme Court is right now, with justices who have accepted probably millions of dollars in luxury travel and gifts and yacht rides and private jet rides and RV, whatever it, you name it. And these are things that should lead to an automatic recusal. It doesn't matter if the billionaire patron has a case directly for the court or is helping bankroll other people who may have cases before the court. The line, you know, one of the more famous lines from any Supreme Court justice is the one that says, you know, I can't define pornography, but I know it when I see it.
Yeah.
Same goes for corruption of a Supreme Court.
Yeah.
Same goes for that. And when you look at what is happening now with some of those justices and what they've accepted from billionaires, you have to look at that and say, do we really want a billionaire starting that same trend with the Wisconsin Supreme Court? Or are we again going to get a court like the U.S. Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade, which is supported by 60-70% of the American population? Do you want a court that's representative of you or of the biggest donors out there? And that question is so cleanly and clearly before Wisconsin voters this time.
And guess which favorite trope now is surfacing again? This is from today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel from Allison Durr. 2 weeks before Wisconsin Supreme Court election, Brad Schimmel raises Milwaukee vote counting trope.
Oh, come on.
Oh, yes. Now,
it's
again,
back.
We're talking about the bags of ballots being brought in and counted late at night and trying to, again, cast suspicions on the results of the 2020 presidential election. Schimmel, he's all there for it. He is all there for it. Yep, we're still not sure whether the results were fair if you listen to Brad Schimmel, and he just said this week. And I do want to point out, I'm sorry to interrupt, Pat. This could be a non-issue if the Wisconsin Republican legislature in Wisconsin had made it legal for early ballot counting to start. Yeah. They didn't do that exactly for this reason. So they can continue to bring this up and to cast suspicions on the validity of our elections.
All I'm going to say is this. When it comes to discovering ballots that tip a Supreme Court race, let's ask State Supreme Court Justice Joanne Kloppenburg what she thinks. Oh, wait, she lost her race because 7,000 votes for David Prosser were found by the Waukesha County Clerk.
I remember that.
Now, there was, you know, investigations and audits and nothing unseemly was found. But let's just make clear that that is the only documented case, even remotely documented case, where there's something funny happened with the ballots in a state Supreme Court race. So if Brad Schimmel, who's from Waukesha County, would like to first answer a few questions about that, maybe then he can opine about what's happening next door in Milwaukee County, but I think he ought to clean house closer to him first.
We're going to continue our conversation with Pat Kreitlow from Up North News Radio. Stay close. You are listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
This is Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. Matt and Air on Air.
You may say to yourself, self, what if I want to contact Doge and let him know that I'm unhappy with these cuts?
Do you know who had the same idea? Congressman Mark Pocan.
We couldn't get that number off the Doge website, and they literally just said that there is no one that you can speak to, and they didn't provide anything.
The administration of transparency. But you can't talk to anybody. That's okay.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mary Mack, you were supposed to be on the show about 3 weeks ago, but I got really sick. Like, I slept on a mattress that you might have driven to the dump.
Still like last time, I am actively smuggling in mattresses from Minnesota because they recycle them for free.
You should probably keep that on the download.
Well, yeah, but how am I going to get any business unless I start talking about it, Pete?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear.
This is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day two, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WFHR.com/contest-terms.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Locally Grown Radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Buck, Calvitini on the board, coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We had some callers lined up right before the break. Sorry, we didn't have the chance to get to you. If you want to give us a call right now, we will try and get you on. Pat Kreitlow is our guest from Up North News Radio, and we are talking about the April 1st election. Now less than 2 weeks away, a number of very important races on the ballots, including state Supreme Court between Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel. We have Jill Underley and Brittany Kinzer to head the Department of Education. Brittany Kinzer, a big supporter of voucher schools and private schools. And then, of course, there is that constitutional amendment, which I firmly believe is going to pass. I think the Republicans have done a pretty good job of selling it, and I think that it's going to pass. But there's a great column from Bruce Murphy in Urban Milwaukee, and we will include this in our show notes when the show is over. He talks about other reasons why they would like to get Brad Schimmel on the court, and it plays along with, I think there is this assumption, Pat, that if this constitutional amendment changes regarding the requirement of a voter ID, folks think that that's going to be the end of it. Bruce Murphy posits that this will be just the beginning of other changes, other efforts to make changes to make it more difficult to vote. And I think he's right.
Oh, I don't doubt that for a moment. I mean, it never ends. You know, when you are inclined to lean toward authoritarianism, you know, you don't just take a little bit. Mm-hmm. You look to see what is the next group of people that we can, if not disenfranchise, then at least, you know, make their lives a little less comfortable. And it may be something, and I didn't read the column, so I don't know what all he is proposing or, you know, thinking might happen here. But you may see maybe the next one is gender, that you can't vote if this gender doesn't match the gender on your birth certificate. And yes, we're now going to have genital police at the polls or something like that. And if you think, oh, that's too outlandish, that could never happen. Again, Roe v. Wade, kids.
Yeah, look where we are.
Anything's possible.
Absolutely. And I think especially And we've talked about this too, the SAVE Act, which is part of Project 2025, the SAVE Act for married women, if this gets introduced, if your birth certificate does not match your driver's license, if you got married and took your husband's name and didn't go to court to have it legally changed, they can deny you the right to vote. Or at least send you home and say, well, now I need your birth certificate and your marriage certificate. And because all of us have that just right at our fingertips.
And by the way, this won't happen at every polling place. Of course not. But where they decide to selectively enforce this kind of thing, just might be in places where there tend to be more Democratic voters than Republican voters. So maybe before voters vote, you know, to cast a ballot on something where they go, well, this seems to make sense, I guess I'm going to vote, you know, yes on this. Let me just remind you of this. One, voter fraud is minuscule to nearly non-existent.
Yes.
No matter how many times Donald Trump says it, doesn't make it true. Number two, when you send a piece of mail and you go to put it in the mailbox, there's nobody there scanning it to make sure that you are who you are and that it's an honest piece of mail and that you're not committing mail fraud. But if you commit mail fraud, if you're caught doing it, there's going to be a big penalty. That's what voter fraud is. That's what the law should be. You live here, you vote here. If you commit fraud, which sure seems to happen a lot on one side of the aisle lately, then the hammer should come down. But to have laws like this, or even a constitutional amendment like this, designed to suppress a group of voters, again, I hope people see that that is just wrong. It is a solution in search of a problem, and vote no on it.
I think a lot of people are going to see it as, because I said this to you, Jane, yesterday after the show. If you look at all of the questions that have been on ballots for the past 2-3 cycles, they're always written in a very confusing doublespeak way where you're like, I don't know what this means.
Is this good? Is this bad?
If you read the language on this one, it is so plain, it is so simple, but it makes you in the ballot booth say, "Oh yeah, of course you should have your ID. That just makes sense." Yeah, of course. Yes. With no thoughts or ramifications after the fact and what you are all talking about. So I hold hope that if it passes, it doesn't pass with a huge margin. But I don't want to see this pass because this is just the beginning of total voter suppression at the hands of Robin Voss and his minions.
Well, and again, I think this is a good reason to throw your support behind Susan Crawford. And Brad Schimmel is still bringing out the old tropes about, oh, there were hinky things going on in the 2020 election and we can't trust him. And we spent over $2 million of Wisconsin taxpayer money to find voter fraud. And guess what Michael Gableman found? Zippo.
Butkus. Dick Butkus.
No, he didn't find him either. He found nothing.
Yeah.
Gableman found nothing. The fact that Schimmel is going the way that he is, isn't trying to moderate anymore, tells me that he is basically just sending the signal now to conservative voters, hey, we think a lot of progressive voters are going to stay home, as has happened in other Supreme Court elections. So y'all get out there. I'm your guy, is what he's saying to the far right.
Come on, folks. Make a plan. April 1st or vote now. Early voting is underway. Please be a voter.
Yes.
Everybody who's anybody, everybody wants to
be
a voter.
It's sexy, baby.
It is sexy. Pat Kreitlow, Up North News Radio, thank you so very, very much for your time. Really appreciate it, Pat.
You are welcome. Have a great day, guys.
You too. News coming up next. When we return, we're going to talk about the wall of efficiency. You're listening to Matt and Aaron on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome TV host and comedian Mike Toomey, who will make the popcorn pick of the week. And then magician Lou Lepore joins me in studio for some Houdini talk. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
The madness.
Blackwell inside, and he sends it down with the right hand.
Starts.
Tanjay with bad intentions.
Now.
Long three, left side, bucket.
It's the NCAA tournament. Join us Thursday, live from Denver, Colorado. It's Wisconsin and Montana. Our coverage begins at 11:30 on your home for Wisconsin basketball.
To the rim, slam dunk, Carter Gilmore.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Storms in the upper Midwest pounded suburbs of Chicago and ripped roofs off houses and a school in Gary, Indiana. A tornado is suspected in Gary. Fire Chief Larry Tillman.
Some of them we did have to make emergency moves. Once some of the ceilings and roof was coming down on the inside of the homes, we had to move some people from their homes to the garage just to get out of the rain until we can get ambulance crews in the area to bring them out.
The chief said some have been trapped by down electrical wires. The Trump administration has until noon Eastern time today to answer questions from a federal judge in Washington about last weekend's deportation of alleged gang members. CBS's Lilia Luciano reports the family of Venezuelan Franco Caraballo has no criminal record and thought he was being deported to his home country.
The concern is not just that he was deported without an order, without due process, as other asylum seekers.